Dutchman County Auditor expected to resign today, unite to silence the stigma, walking to support one another. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Stutzman County Auditor and COO Nicole Meland is expected to resign from her position today. An updated agenda for a special meeting of the Stutzman County Commission includes two items: Auditor COO resignation and discussion of a committee formation for replacement and work distribution of Auditor COO. Earlier this week, Meland had asked the Commission to consider an employment agreement after being offered another position elsewhere. The Commission was hesitant to approve the agreement without further research. A special meeting was then scheduled for today to discuss the agreement. That meeting will be streamed on Facebook on the Stutzman County Facebook page starting at 8 o'clock. There's a real stigma surrounding suicide. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. On average, there are 132 suicides per day. Monty Rodacker with Unite to Silence the Stigma says many others go through the same thing and they want to be there to provide support.
There's hundreds of thousands of others just like them around and need to be able to connect. And if you don't have a support system, hopefully you can get one started because it's important.
Known typically for raising funds to help support and advertise the 1-877-273-TALK number, Rodacker says their planned walk this Sunday is designed to be a support event. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And a man accused of holding a loaded gun to the face of a Fargo police officer has been charged in federal court. Authorities say 38-year-old Sean Larkin of Fargo was pulled over for an outstanding warrant shortly after 1 a.m. on September 9th. Larkin told police he wanted to walk to his apartment first, and an altercation ensued. The suspect allegedly pointed a loaded .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun at the officer before the gun was confiscated. Larkin has been charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon. That's a look at your news. I'm Ward Abrahamson reporting.